Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Eddie Barnes
in April 2012,
where the theme was Back from the Brink.
It was a big deal. More than half my annual sales target in one hit. £250,000 worth of Xerox copy machines. For a big firm of lawyers in the city. It was all agreed, configuration, the pricing, the locations where all these machines were going to go. All that was now required was for the managing partner, Mr. Culshaw, to cast his beady eye over the small print and then add his moniker to the bottom. His secretary had had the paperwork already for 2 or 3 days, and I was beginning to get hassle from my manager. Business cut-off was looming, and he wanted to know when he was going to get this paperwork in his hand. Well, you don't pester the likes of Mr. Culshaw, so he'd have to be patient. The call came one Tuesday morning, round about mid-morning. It was Jenny, Mr. Culshaw's secretary, to say the paperwork had all been signed. Did she want me to want her to put it in the post? No, I said, I'll come down and collect it straight away. So she said, fine, it'll be in reception waiting for you. I told my colleague Eric where I was going, got in the lift, went down into the basement, got on my motorbike and set off for the customer. Our offices were just behind Centre Point. The customer was in Cheapside, not very far, and within a few minutes I was outside the office, parked my bike on double yellow lines, ran up the steps into reception. Sure enough, there was the envelope waiting for me. Picked it up, went outside before the yellow peril ticketed the bike. Now, I had an elastic stretched over the pillion seat of the bike, so I picked it up, put the envelope underneath, snapped it down. Swung my leg over the bike, set off, and as I'm travelling back to the office, I began to envisage the reception that I was going to get when I arrived. I would be man of the moment. I would be the hero of the day. I would certainly be salesman of the month. There may even be a couple of bottles of champagne to take home that night. A few minutes later, I was down in the basement in New Oxford Street, swung the bike round, parked it in its usual spot, swung my leg off the bike, looked down, no envelope. Oh, how was I going to get round this one? My manager, he would crucify me. You tell me that you've put £250,000 contract on the pillion seat of a motorbike, and now that's blowing round in the street somewhere. And how was I ever going to tell Mr. Crusty Culshaw that a document bearing his company's name with his signature was floating about somewhere? We'd miss cut-off. It would take several days to draw up new paperwork and get Mr. Culshaw to re-sign it. There was only one thing for it. Back on the bike, I'd have to go and look for it. Slightly complicated, the fact that most of the streets on the way back to the office were one way. So, best plan, back to the customers' offices and start again. Along Newgate Street, looking, nothing. Onto Holborn Viaduct. What if it's blown down onto the road below? Oh dear. Onto Holborn, nothing, couldn't see anything. Onto Holborn Viaduct, onto High Holborn. And there, just as I approached the traffic lights at Holborn Tube Station, I spotted this brown envelope sitting on the yellow zigzags in the middle of the crossroads. I pulled the bike up to the side of the road, got off, and waited for the opportunity to dash into the road and grab it. But not before the near side wheels of a number 91 Routemaster had gone straight across it. The moment came, I was able to dash across, grab it, and get out of the way before the Holborn traffic mowed me down. This time, I didn't put it under the elastic. Despite a bit of road grime, I folded it over and tucked it down my suit jacket. Got back on the bike, back into the office. As I got out of the lift, onto the sales floor, I pulled the envelope out and waved it about. There was a big cheer went up, and my manager came over, and I was all his mate, I'd got this contract. And when the fuss had died down, I thought, I'd better have a look inside this envelope. You see, the contracts that Xerox used in those days were four-part NCR sets. Now, does an NCR set mean anything to anybody these days? No carbon required. It means you've got four sheets, you write on the top one and it goes through on its own to the ones below. So I went to the corner, had a look. The top copy with Mr. Culshaw's signature on it was pristine. But to this day, nobody ever asked me why the second sheet and the ones below that had tire tracks going across it. And I wasn't owning up. Well, I was salesman of the month, and that day I got my two bottles of champagne as well.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.